Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, of course, you know the name Charles M. Schulz. He created and illustrated the Peanuts comic strip. Original run extended from 1950 to 2000 and, of course, continues in reruns. At one time, there were over 17,000, almost 18,000 Peanut strips published, running in over 2,600 newspapers with a readership of around 355 million in 75 countries. I mean, it's just an industry, just a cottage industry. And his son, Craig, is an Emmy Award-winning producer and the president CEO of Charles M. Schulz Creative Associates, where he oversees all Peanuts creative content. And we got some new stuff coming out. Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Randy. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too, and especially with our audience of active duty military veterans and their families. Your dad served in World War II, right?
He did. He was in charge of a half track. He had a crew of about six or seven people he was in charge of, and he says that was the most important time of his life. The most influential time of his life was serving in the military.
Yeah, and I know from time to time, he would pay homage to the military and World War II and actually bring up, I guess, names of some guys he served with.
He did. A lot of his friends, he would mention the names too. But I think the most famous thing he did is every June 6th on D-Day, you know, he would create a special strip in commemoration of D-Day, which he thought was one of the most important days in all of history.
Yeah, that's so cool. That is absolutely cool. Well, so we got some new stuff here. This is one-of-a-kind Marcy on Apple TV that starts today. And this is going to be, I guess, a continuing series, right?
It is. This is the fifth show we've done in a series under the title Snoopy Presents. So when you search Apple TV Plus, you look for Snoopy Presents, and then you'll see the four we did last year that touched upon, you know, things such as the environment and teachers and Mother's Day and New Year's. And this is the first one of the second season.
Wow, that's pretty cool. We're talking to Craig Schulz here on the National Defense. So, Craig, how was that? Had to be crazy growing up in your house.
Crazy is probably the appropriate word for growing up in our house. You know, we had five kids. We had 26 acres. We had all our friends were continued over there, and then my parents had friends and family that were living with us. So, yeah, that's an appropriate word to describe growing up.
Yeah, and you had the entire Peanuts gang around you all the time, and I would assume everywhere you went, they talked about your dad.
Well, not so much when you were young. It's kind of funny, wasn't until really, you know, in 1970, I guess, when I was in high school, that I started really realizing, you know, how big this thing really was. Because 1960, I think, was probably the highlight of Peanuts. It was on Broadway. It was in the movies. It was in the comic strip. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, and you know, not only was your dad very popular with the veterans, but jazz fans. That's a pretty incredible piece of the story too, right?
Oh yeah, when Lee Mendelson ended up hearing Vince Guaraldi play down at the Monterey Music Festival and decided to put him in the original Christmas special, you know, that became the sound of Peanuts, and it still is. I mean, literally every day I will hear Linus and Lucy somewhere, whether it be on the radio or at the ice arena or somewhere. It's a beloved tune.
So, you know, that's a big responsibility that you have. I mean, you know, to be handed this this incredible legacy and to manage that, it's a lot of responsibility there, right? To get it right and keep it consistent.
No, I'm glad you appreciate that. It's a lot of responsibility. We take it very seriously. You know, I oversee a lot of people out here, and we are a collaboration of, you know, dozens of people. But I consider myself really the gate holder of Peanuts and all Peanuts content, and to make sure it really doesn't go off the rails, because my whole objective is to really uphold my dad's legacy and what he created. And, you know, I take that seriously, and I do it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Craig Schulz, the son of Peanuts creator Charles M. Schulz, and the new offering is out today, One-of-a-Kind Marcy, on Apple TV+. And I'm just reading a book right now, Craig, about Rin-Tin-Tin. And it's fascinating to me, that story developing. But when Rin-Tin-Tin was around, you know, right after that, everybody started adopting and breeding German Shepherds. I would imagine that when Snoopy came out, that same kind of thing happened, right?
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. It's funny because I think a couple of years ago, a Beagle finally ended up winning the big dog show thing, and the Beagle got his day in the sunshine, kind of like Marcy right. does in the special. He finally gets recognized because up until that, the Beagle was kind of an unrecognized breed, except for Snoopy, the most famous Beagle in the world.
Yeah, you know, that's funny with Marcy. You're right. You're right. She's really never had her day, and now she's got an entire special. And it's funny how everybody identifies with, you know, some member of the Peanuts gang. So all the Marcies out there are going to really appreciate this.
No, I think so. And the story's really written for all the Marcies out there, all the people that do all the hard work behind the scenes and show up every day, put their time in and get no recognition whatsoever. And poor Marcy, she's got to put up with Reverend Patty, who's a D-minus student, you know, and if it wasn't for Marcy, Reverend Patty probably be failing everything.
Oh, that's got to be fun. That's got to be, it's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility. I'm sure a lot of fun though. So, hey, it is an honor to talk to you, and thank you for the work you're doing and continue to do.
Well, thank you. Glad to come on and continue doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.